Tell me something about you.
My Talk 107.1.
Let other people sing them. It's fine. Okay. Well, we have to talk about something very...
She's a bitty Betty. Her name is Carol Bowman. She don't like Justin.
He's ugly and can't Okay. We got to close the loop on a conversation we've had for 3 days that it has to do with the utility bills and the electricity
wow,
bills.
Sell it, Dawn. We have to talk about utility bills for the third day in a row.
Well, this is because when I have to hear it at home, I'm like, uh-oh, this again. MC
right,
is
on?
Obsessed with the utility and electricity bills. If you missed any of the shows, me talking about this, in a nutshell, what happens is he is very focused on how much usage we have according to the neighbors, like contrasting with the neighbors, because you get an email.
And we discovered, by the way, something about us in common is that our partners, our respected partners, MC, Jamie, both share this trait that they, and Mike, I have to ask, as a member of the lay public in this scenario, did you even know that you got an email from Xcel or could giving you a heads up of like how much energy you're using versus your neighbors and how well you're doing?
No, I have a different energy company and they don't do that. So no.
So I didn't realize this was a thing until I started getting emails from Jamie forwarded from Xcel with the tagline, good job. Keep going. Killing it.
Because he's like acknowledging, he probably thought it was a nice thing.
Oh,
like,
of course.
Acknowledging like,
you're doing a great job turning the lights off.
Yes.
But I didn't realize that was a thing. And then I didn't realize not only was it a thing,
we were
not just for Jamie,
nightmare.
But it was your partner as well. And in fact, it seemed a little passive aggressive.
Yep.
Let your balloon out, honey.
Okay.
All right.
Now
finish
on.
The story.
Okay,
put the balloon down.
What I did, I took some advice from some listeners. Thank you very much for emailing, because we talk about our lives on this show and we want you to be involved. Even if we know the advice.
Not always, but.
I mean, some people, we don't want you to come to our house.
Yeah.
But, you know, like, you know, in a nice way, a couple of people said, just talk to him about it. And
well,
you
and
did
I told
as well.
You, I did. I told you yesterday, just. You need to find out where the increase is coming from, because the first day it involved the efficiency and blah, blah, blah.
Of the electricity.
Yesterday, you talked about how he brought up the fact that the water bill went up. And I said, well, you need to figure out how much and by what measure. And so you did that.
I did. Because most of the time I'm just like, okay, yep. I don't think he was ever hinting that I needed to contribute more. I want to make that clear. But I did decide, like, well, maybe I added up. I go, how much exactly is the bill? Because we do this advance thing where you pay it in advance and they give you an estimate for the whole year. And then you pay a set price. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Do you have that option?
So that I don't know if that's what we do, honestly, because I don't take care of that bill. But that sounds totally plausible.
Yeah. So that's what we do. And so I was like, what is it every month for the electricity? What is it every month now for the utilities? And then I took that number, added it together. I'm like, every month it is whatever it was, $350. And then I was like, all right, well, he has two kids and he always says, like, you will not pay half of anything because my kids live here. But I just counted them as one kid because they're only there half the time. So I just divided it by three, and I said, I will now give you this much, which is slightly more.
Yeah, that seems very magnanimous of you.
And he was like, oh, my God, you're so nice. Oh, I mean, it was like the biggest thing I could have done. Does that amount of money mean anything to him really financially? No. But I think that saying, let's work this out, let me do this, and now... But then he went on to talk about it. He goes... I don't know. Maybe we're taking too long of showers.
Well, yeah, you said that yesterday.
And I'm like, I'm not going to be reducing that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want my legs shaved, then I'm going to stay.
Yeah, no, we're not doing
in the
that.
Shower longer. And I do have to shampoo my hair two times and then condition it just on the ends.
Oh.
And in between, then it's there's shaving that goes on.
It's a lot. You ladies in your water usage.
I use about 15 minutes.
Trust me, I live with someone who takes a very long shower.
Really?
I am the person who gets in the shower, scrubs the important parts, and moves on with my day.
Oh, yeah.
Unless I'm depressed, and then I sit on my butt and cry.
You don't.
Who doesn't do
that?
Oh my God, have shower you ever cries. Had a shower cry?
We so sit down? This.
I feel like we've talked about shower cries before.
Oh.
Haven't you ever done that?
Oh, I do. Like, if I feel like I need to cry, I don't really want to do it, like, put the burden on anybody else. So I will go in the shower. What? What?
What do you mean you don't put the burden on anyone else?
Well, if I need to cry about something, I try to just do it in the shower.
Sure. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. A shower cry is amazing.
Yeah, because it just releases everything. Like, it really does wash away the sadness.
I know.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And people are listening going, what do they got to be sad about? You know, stress, anything. The utility bill went up. Who knows?
No, I'm just saying a shower cry is real good, girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm
But
tense.
Other than that, the reason I brought that up was I don't generally take long showers. Unless, I have a reason to. But Jamie is the long-ass shower person in our life because he's Mr., you know, he's got to do his lotions and potions and his procedures.
Oh, my God.
His spa treatments.
He does?
Yeah.
Do you think that he shower cries?
Oh, I'm sure.
He does? Do you think everyone does?
Oh, yeah. If they're smart. If they've ever experienced a shower cry.
Yeah. And my muscles are tight, so the tension in my shoulders
goes
away.
And I don't even mean that you're crying. Like, I'm just saying, like, if you ever just need to, like, let the shower go, that's a totally acceptable thing. But that's not my normal habit. I don't do that every day.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I don't take long, long showers. The other reason is, it's really bad for your skin.
To be in there.
It dries out your skin.
But then I have a treatment, which is, like, shower lotion.
Oh, yeah, sure.
That sounds real weird. Well, but
I have a treatment.
It's like for people who have dry skin, and definitely in the winter, like you put it
no,
on
you
after
have to.
You
I,
shower.
I used to take long showers all the time, like in my 20s, just because, you know, it felt so good, especially when it's like 30 below.
Uh-huh.
But then like the backs of my legs get super dry. So then I stopped doing that because the doctor was like, hey, look, you get rid of that eczema on the back of your legs if you wouldn't take a long ass shower.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we worked through all of this.
I think we did. So do you feel productive now that you... Because I think I will just say, as somebody who's watching this from 20,000 feet, it seems like you actually, like, you feel, like, empowered now in this process.
I do.
And you're going to feel better about it because the next time he brings it up, you'll be like, well, I know how much we pay and this is what we're going to do about it.
Yeah. So do I need to pay more?
Yeah. Awesome. So do you feel more productive? Oh, my God, with the balloon. Mike. Take that balloon away from her.
I do. I hope that I'll continue to do this because a lot of times these are my issues just internally that I'm dealing with. And I'm like, what? If I just say something, then it solves the problem.
Yeah. Everybody goes through that stuff. Right. You are not alone.
Oh, I know.
I mean, you are unique, but that you are not alone. Okay. Hey, we got to go because when we come back, I don't know if you saw this. Mike, I know you saw this. Apparently there was an album leak with Taylor Swift, but maybe it wasn't an album leak. Maybe it was some kind of weird AI thing. I think maybe like the aliens or somebody is trying to screw with people's anticipation of Taylor Swift's next album. We're going to talk about how it's been affecting people.
She's an alien.
Well, that's a whole separate story. But we're going to talk about this leak and how Mike's dealing with it when we come back right here on My Talk 107.1.
Join Alexis and Holly on Team My Talk in the Animal Humane Society's Walk for Animals. Saturday, May 4th at the Minnesota State Fairgrounds. Bring your pet or leave them at home and do the 1 mile stroll while raising money for the Animal Humane Society. Every dollar raised for the walk ensures Animal Humane Society has the resources to care for and protect every animal that comes through their doors. So please donate or join our team to walk rain or shine Saturday, May 4th at 9 a.m. Join or donate today. Use My Talk keyword animals.
Hey,
welcome back to the show. It's the day before, actually less than 24 hours, we'll get new Taylor Swift music. But did we get it in advance? Bradley, what is going on?
That's a good question. I think we should turn to Mike, resident Taylor Swifty. So did you, I mean, I know you saw the story about the leak, the alleged leak. It appears to me, Mike, it wasn't much of a leak, but it did leave the internet confused yesterday as to what to do about it.
Yeah, I just saw Taylor Swift, Taylor slash leak was trending. And last time that trended, it was for a much more disgusting and different reason. Oh, so I was like, I'm going to just avoid clicking on that and moving on with my life.
Do you remember Dawn?
Because that was, of course, the AI pornography situation.
Porn.
So, yeah.
I just look for porn, Dan. Porn.
Sorry, Mike.
We're getting really good at that. So I just moved on from it, and I didn't put any thought into it whatsoever. I saw there were a couple like little spots where actual music was being played. I don't know what to make of it. It probably is a leak. I don't.
So I think you reacted like a lot of fans did, that they just kind of left it to the side. And we were talking about this off the air, and I said this a similar thing. Like, if this was an artist that I was obsessed with, and I saw this story happen, and there was a place I could go to listen to something that alleged to be new music, I wouldn't do it.
Mm-mm.
Because even if it was the music, it's clearly not intended to be like an intentional leak. You know, like sometimes that has happened before, right?
Yeah,
like,
oh, absolutely.
The whole album was leaked today.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe my song was leaked.
But then it shows up on all the streaming services and everybody's like, oh, okay, this was just part of the plan. Well, if it's not a part of the plan and it seems sketchy, why would you even, like, I just feel like that would ruin the experience of what the actual album release is going to be like.
Yeah.
Because it gets all sorts of weird things in your head.
It does. And so I was like, should I listen to it? Because, you know, because we do a radio show and we talk about things. And then I'm like, but what if it is just AI?
Well, that's what they alleged, is that somebody, this is that, because these songs were released, right? Like, this was actual music.
Something about Maddie Healy in it, too. The lyrics were about him.
And it wouldn't be, I mean, this has happened before where people have created artificial intelligence, like songs based on an artificial intelligence, and you know they're not going to be good. So I mean, we had that whole thing with Drake, remember that song that was released that was artificial intelligence?
I was thinking about the other leak of Drake, sorry.
Yeah, me too.
Okay,
the minute you said Drake,
you guys,
I went to an airplane and
why look for porn, Dan.
I never
porn.
Saw it, never looked
don't.
At it.
Don't what? I did not look at Drake. I did not look
no,
at
I'm just
Drake.
Saying don't, because it's not.
It's nothing. There's nothing big about it.
Okay. Stop it right now.
You ever seen like one of those snake charmers? Then you've already seen
it. Sounds like my grandpa telling a joke. You ever seen one of those
snake
charmers?
Oh, I'm like, sounds like your grandpa.
No, it's just the way you said it.
Careful.
Was very, very old-timey. You ever seen one of those snake charmers? So, what? But this isn't a normal thing. Like, this has just been...
Well, I think increasingly
year,
it will be.
And it sucks.
It will.
I mean, okay.
Increasingly, it will become more normal. And I think that it just is going to have this, I'm going to use a $30 word, deleterious effect.
What?
So.
What is that?
It just muddies. It takes away from the the overall, you know, excitement and, you know, uniqueness of this moment.
Oh, and, for sure.
And I just feel like because people want to, I don't know, people just want to take away the fun. So I imagine this will just increase over time.
Well, and also you don't want to give any clicks to somebody who's done this.
Yeah.
So unless TMZ put it up, which they very well could, and say, this is just awful. Look at these leaks.
Mike,
we have some breaking news in the last 15 minutes.
What?
Taylor Swift has taken to Instagram 15 minutes ago, releasing a post with a picture of herself alongside Post Malone, and she has made the announcement that the first single from the Tortured Poets Department is Fortnite, featuring Post Malone. Now, this was all a part of that QR code. Did you see that whole situation? There were QR codes popping up all around the world.
No.
Different venues that she played at during her Eras tour. There were little QR codes that would pop up, and people did it, and it would give them a letter.
At the venue?
At the venue. And so people were doing this. They put all the letters together, and for a Fortnite is what it ended up spelling.
Oh, my God. I love this woman.
Yes. And as of 15 minutes ago, she confirms, and that is also the music video that will be released tomorrow night at 7 o'clock our time.
Okay, so you're 7 o'clock
tomorrow
night.
So the music is going to drop at midnight tomorrow. The music video for Fortnite is going to be dropping tomorrow night.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
What about tonight?
Is it midnight tonight?
No, it's midnight tonight. Yes. So,
okay, midnight
so the music
tonight.
Will be released first and music then the
music is
going to
be released.
Night.
The video will be tomorrow
oh,
night.
Oh, I see. Yes. Okay. Can you say that other part again about Fortnite being spelled out or something?
Yeah. So there were QR codes found all around different venues all across the world that she performed at during her Eras tour. And people would take.
But it was like an Easter egg.
Yeah. They would use their phone to look at the QR code and it would give them a letter.
Oh.
Those letters of all that were found spelled out for a Fortnite.
For a Fortnite.
And then Fortnite is the first single off of this upcoming Tortured Poets Department album.
Now, are they talking about the game Fortnite or 2 weeks?
The name of the song is Fortnite. I think it's more of
a... I mean, we don't know what the song's about.
Yeah.
Fortnite in Shakespeare world is 2 weeks, a Fortnite.
Yeah. I'm guessing that's where they're going.
Okay, so I would not assume so, not Fortnite the game. The game.
Unless maybe her Joe Alwyn enjoyed playing Fortnite. I have no idea.
Tells me based on this album, the sort of...
guessing.
The oeuvre of this particular album seems very, you know, Shakespearean.
Yeah, that's true. I kind of
Dead Poets Department. I kind of wish. A Fortnight. She dated a Brit.
And he was also in that movie. It was going to be her playing Fortnite.
Okay.
With
look,
Post Malone.
Not everybody plays games in this world.
I want it to be her playing Fortnite with Post Malone. Look, wouldn't that be epic?
No, it wouldn't. For you, it would.
She becomes
and every other person that has played Fortnite, which is millions and millions of people.
I'm not lying or I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm
billions.
Just saying I don't think that's what it is.
She becomes a playable character and she has a concert on Fortnite Island or wherever they play
Oh my God, yes!
We've seen that from other artists.
We have, Bradley.
She's going to perform Fortnite in Fortnite.
I mean, you guys are on something right now. Did you eat too many of them licorice pieces?
You keep eating them. He's eating Good and Plenty's like there's no tomorrow.
And what's your point?
Well, they just want some. That's
I was
going to
say. But she can't have them. Do you know why, Mike?
Why is that?
Because she dumped them all over the counter
I
had to pick them up.
Oh, well, I didn't know I did. I just kind of set them over there for
no,
you.
No, she had to go to do a live spot. And so I was cleaning up her licorice bits because she was like, oh, they flew everywhere. And then Julie is going to yell at me because there's licorice in here. Which, by the way, is her licorice.
It's hers. She gave it to you, right?
No, she didn't give it to me.
Well, why are you eating it? I thought she gave it to you as a gift.
What are you talking about?
That she said, do you want some licorice?
She's on a journey right now, this one. All right. I'm going to let you gather yourself.
Oh.
After your orange segments. And when we come back, by the way, Mike, I just have to share this as
yes,
we go
please.
To break. I swear to God, this is all relevant.
What? What?
We're going to talk, by the way, about a journey I went on. Before we do that, I looked over during a break.
Yeah.
And she was licking the syrup out of her Mandarin orange cup, but like a little lizard. Like. Like. And
that.
I looked at her and she looked at me and I was like, did you get all that?
I had one
syrup?
Lick to do.
And she was like.
Because there was a little piece of Mandarin orange on the edge. It was one lick. I wasn't licking up the liquid.
It's a laugh.
The show, The Adventures of Bradley and Dawn. I think that I am a forever child.
Well, that's for sure.
I don't know if I'll ever grow up.
You don't need to. Peter Pan.
Well,
Peter Penny.
But sometimes it can cause problems in your life where people think you're weird. Like, for instance,
never stop me.
I have this thing where I've lived with my boyfriend for 5 years.
Oh, congrats.
And I have, congrats.
No, 5 years is a long time.
Yeah. I have decided that I don't want to sit at the dinner table anymore. I've never wanted to.
Okay. Why? You don't want to sit at the dinner table?
Because I did my whole life, like, at my home, my childhood home.
Yeah.
And then I transitioned into having a child and then we would sit at the dinner table for a while, but then it ended up being like, let's just sit on the couch and watch this show while we eat.
So you're just a couch. You want to sit on the couch and eat dinner?
I totally want to just sit on the couch.
Okay.
Every time. Well, I feel like it's, disrespectful?
First, let me clarify for the sake of this discussion, because I want to make sure our boundaries are understood. Mike, and I think you helped with this clarification. Is this a, like, you just need to get it out, or you're looking for advice?
The This is good because we've had this talk a lot in the last week. Like, sometimes people just want to vent, and then some people want advice.
Yeah. So you don't need my help. You just want to let it out, or what?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Mike, and you've had to learn this being married, right?
Yeah, definitely.
And the again, lesson, this is not about the dinner table.
Not about the dinner table thing. Yeah, no, that's one very important key we learned not too long ago. And I would address, if you're having any communication issues, you should talk to your partner about that, because
happy
sometimes
wife.
They don't want advice. They just want someone to listen.
Yep. Yes. So I don't mean don't email me if you're listening. I don't care about that. Please do.
No, I'm not even thinking about the listener. I love you guys, listeners, but I'm saying for my benefit,
yeah.
I don't.
Yeah.
I want to make sure I'm not getting in the way.
No. So I don't know why, but I can. Let me break it down for you. The chair is cold and the kitchen is cold and it has a hard chair and I want a soft chair to sit on. And
is this like something you're thinking about like every time you eat at the dinner table?
Yeah. I go, I really don't.
And the thing
do this.
I know about Dawn is she's not going to say anything.
I'm not, but I definitely like he's eating there and he.
But you're going to be looking at him with like a.
No, I'm just like.
Cold chair stink eye.
But is it rude to just go, you can, like, he would never. He eats popcorn in the living room if he's watching a movie and he sits on the floor and puts the bowl on the coffee table. Because I think he's afraid to get any grease marks on the.
Yeah, you and I live with very similar people because we don't eat. The rule is let me clarify. The rule is
yes.
I don't eat in the living room.
Yeah.
Now,
when you say the rule is it him saying it to himself or you, Bradley?
Oh, no, that's his rule. Him saying it out loud
to you.
You don't eat in the living room.
Oh,
yeah.
I think that your partner is just the same person as mine, except he verbalizes what
oh yeah
he
no Jamie feels. Has I will say, and I don't know, like I don't know MC as well obviously as I know Jamie. I can speak for Jamie. He has really worked in his life to say the things that are important to him.
I think that's
and I
great.
Appreciate that
for sure,
although I always will tell him where to put it.
No, when he shares it, I love it.
And people yeah. get people will always say to us like, mommy and daddy are fighting, and I'm like, no they're not, we're just telling it like it is, and it's fine. We don't, yeah. It's not like we're holding grudges, but he'll be like, we're not eating in the living room. And I was like, you're not. Okay. Crunch, crunch. Yes. No, I usually yeah. don't. I will say, there was a period of time where we talked about getting trays, because he was yeah. like, okay, fine, if we're going to eat in the living room, can we at least get like some trays or something?
See, this is a thing.
And I was like, okay, sure. And then we just never did. And okay. so we're lazy, and so we just eat in the kitchen now. We yeah. don't eat in our dining room, because our dining room is a little too fussy.
It's only for, yeah.
And then we've talked about, why do we even have a dining room? Because we don't, it's too fussy, right? So.
Well, what else are you going to do with that room? Because you have a very old house, and I'm sure it was made for a formal dining room.
So we
right?
just have a dining room table that sits there and gathers junk.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, it is what it is. My point is, we eat in the kitchen, but there was a period where we talked about getting like trays.
Yes.
Because I am a messy eater, and I will.
Yeah.
Like food will fly.
Yeah.
I know that about myself. Like, I will sit down here. You've seen me. And I will drink something, and then my hand will spasm, yeah. and I will throw food everywhere, and yeah. now I'm covered in stuff. So yeah. I get it.
I am definitely the
but this
same.
This isn't about me. This is about you.
I don't care. This is a discussion. We can talk about it. If you want to call and tell us what you think, 651-641-1071, if you deal with this. Like, outside of, like, I am removed from raising a child, being in my parents' home. I am me. Who I am now, and now I am adjusting to living with another person, and sometimes I worry that he's going to think I'm a slob because he's very tidy, and so I'm like, this is a slob thing to do,
honey,
to eat in the living room.
Can I just let you in on a secret?
Yeah.
What if he is living with a slob?
He might be.
I'm just saying, like, what if that on a particular day you were kind of a slob?
Yeah. Well, I just wouldn't.
That's normal. See, that's what I tell Jamie, like, because he used to get all like, real
fussy
about how things need to be in their place. And I was like, look, I'm in this house. You can have a perfect house without me in it. That was not like, ooh. That was not like a threat. I'm just saying, like, at a certain point, we had to come to terms with the fact that we had to be in the house with each other.
Yeah.
And so part of being with someone, for me anyway, was accepting that, like, I am going to be with the person who has, like, this expectation. But then he also had to work on being in a house with someone like me, who is a natural slob. Like, my natural habitat is filth.
Yeah.
And I've learned to sort of clean up around the edges, but...
I feel like in our everyday life, we have to sit at tables. Like, you have to... Like, you can't, like, sit on the floor, which this floor is kind of nasty, but, like...
But what if you want to? It's your house.
I know, but it's not my house. I live there, and I pay rent. But I am living in the same space, and I just feel like it's also a lonely... Like, we're a couple...
Yeah.
And we should eat together.
Sure.
That's what I have in my mind. Like, it's rude for me to get
up. I will say what's different about you guys, too, is that you prepare... I mean, you've talked about this, right? Like, you prepare different food.
Two different meals.
Yeah. So it's a little different because you're not always eating together.
That's true. Very good point. Right. So we're, like, in the kitchen at the same time making our food, our separate foods. So, yeah, it's a little different, you know?
Yeah.
But I feel like I'm leaving him whenever he's at the table by
himself.
When
he's not there, do you ever eat... like in the living room?
All the time.
Yeah.
All the time. I mean,
so is it just when he's there and you're like, oh, I don't want to do that because he's going to think I'm a slob?
No, more often when he is there that I eat at the table.
Yeah.
But yeah.
We had a listener and we've got some people on the phone.
Oh, good.
Listener and friend Doug said, we don't eat in the living room because we have dogs. And I forgot. That's that's another one.
Oh,
I couldn't eat in the living room if I wanted to because my dog would be in my face constantly.
Sure. Yeah, we don't have dogs.
Let's go to the phones, Mike. Who do we got?
We got Emily to start things off.
Emily, what do you know, honey?
Hey, so I eat in the living room. I eat in the kitchen. I eat in the dining room. I will eat soup in my bathtub if I feel like it, but I am single.
Oh, yes. I eat in the bed when he's not there for sure.
Heck yes.
Yeah, I watch TV and then I eat something.
Sometimes I sit in my car. If I don't want to share with my kids, I've eaten in my closet. You can eat anywhere.
I love it.
Emily, yes.
Love it, Emily.
We support that. Thank you for
listening. Thanks for sharing, sweetie. Now go get something to eat in your living room.
That's right.
Who else is on the phone, Mike?
We got Connie on the line as well.
Connie, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Don't you think it's kind of weird that we have normalized facing another human while we eat?
True. It is weird. It is. I mean, if you're having someone else cook for you and you're at a restaurant, I understand, but
Yeah.
I get to
it. I get it. It is like, I often think that way about clothes.
Yeah.
I'm kidding. I was just
wearing
saying
clothes?
Like people, you know, we do really weird things as people. Like shoes are weird.
I'd so much rather watch a show while I eat than look at another person eating.
Thank you. And listening to them eat. That's what I don't like. Okay.
I
love you, Connie.
Thanks for calling in.
Yep.
Do you ever, I bring my, like when Jamie is out of town, because I used to like, he's not here, I'm going to get on the couch.
Yeah.
But then I would get like I'd have to get like a blanket or like a towel or something, because I was like, God, if I spill something, then I'm going to hear it twice.
See, you're doing this too.
But
you really are a messy eater, aren't you?
I am, Mike.
Me too. I slop stuff down the front of myself.
But what I will say is I just bring my iPad to the kitchen table.
Oh, okay.
So I can watch the TV while I'm eating.
That's true. Yes.
But again, that is honestly mostly because of the dog, because if I sit on the couch with food, she's going to be right there staring at me going.
Yeah. Well, whenever
I'm sorry,
I was
she's going to be doing
on.
This.
Oh, that's so cute.
Not really.
Yes. Dog sitting is the same way. Like you can't really eat on the couch because they're there looking at you like, if you don't give me some of that, I'm going to die. And you're like, no, you're not going to die. It's just not worth it, really. Yeah.
Well, Dawn, I salute you. I think the more opportunity you have to sit on the floor, in the living room, in your bathtub.
It's the bed that really makes me feel guilty.
What do you eat in bed?
Anything. Cereal.
And are you just like,
hey, yes.
I'm breaking the
especially
rules.
When he goes off and does something, the first thing I'm doing is getting some food and eating in bed.
Isn't that going to happen soon, sometime?
Tonight.
All right, we're going to find out tomorrow what you ate alone in your bed.
Uh-huh. Probably a chicken breast.
Okay. Make it more creative than a chicken breast. When we come back, somebody has to pay $143,000 because of, going on a trip and they didn't know what they were doing with their phone. We'll tell you about it.
It's That's the new JoJo Siwa song. She's reinvented herself. And hey, you know, everybody needs a chance to reinvent themselves sometimes, including Bradley Traynor, who's been on a journey in the last 24 hours.
It's true. I like what you did there. I have grown as an adult, a human, and I'm very proud of myself. And I would just like you all to stand up and applaud me.
Okay,
no,
I'll
not
get
at all. I don't want to oversell. I don't want to oversell it. God, you give that girl a toy, and man. No, I went on this whole journey this morning on my walk with Wheezy. I got really excited. So do you listen to? Well, you don't take walks with a dog, so it's not quite the same. But that's my time for like listening, catching up on my podcasts, or I've been doing my French lessons.
Yeah. I go on walks in the afternoon and I do that. Yeah.
Okay, so same thing. But I opened up Spotify because, you know, we can do audiobooks. Well, you can do podcasts there, too. That's not where I do my podcast. Anyway, long story short, I noticed that one of the bands that I follow, musical groups, is going to be performing in the Twin Cities. And it's a really small, obscure group. I think we talked about it. Didn't we talk about Say She She?
No.
Does that sound familiar? I think I showed you.
Oh,
I think I played them because
you're mistaking me with your other wife.
My other wife. I only have no wives.
You told me your wife today.
That's a different story.
Okay. Say She She.
Yep. It's a group. There are these three women. They're amazing. They have a beautiful sound. And anyway, I love them. I've been following them.
Okay.
And Spotify, you know, is great because it'll tell you like, hey, they're coming to town. Do you want to get tickets?
Yeah, bands in town.
And I was like, oh my God, they're going to be here. Because you know, when it's a small group that you like, you're like, they're never coming here.
Oh yeah.
We'll never about this ever get a time, chance. Right?
Right.
Well, they are actually coming here and they're coming to St. Paul in June. And I was like, oh my God, I'm going to go.
You couldn't believe it.
So I like bebopped over to the website. It's at the Amsterdam in St. Paul.
Mm-hmm.
And I was really excited. And I was like, I'm going to buy a ticket. Am I going to go alone? I guess I'm going to go alone because Jamie doesn't know who this band is.
Oh.
And he's not, I'm like, I'm not going to make him go. So that's not an issue for me. I don't mind going to do that stuff alone.
Yeah.
Then I looked Sunday night at 8 p.m.
This is the real story.
Yes. Sunday night at 8 p.m. they're performing. And I'm like, oh, so then I had to like shut the browser window and keep walking
and think,
because I was like, I am not.
You're going to hate it when it comes around.
You know, like I do that game.
Yeah.
That exercise or whatever you want to call it. I play the tape forward.
Uh-huh.
I try to imagine future Bradley going, it's Sunday night at 8 o'clock. Do you want to leave the house?
Yeah.
And future Bradley will often, you know, turn around and go, absolutely not.
So did future Bradley appear to you on your walk in ghost form?
No.
Like your ghost self?
No.
And
but
go, don't do it.
Don't do it. No, but if this was...
And he had a little ghost wheezy.
Yeah. But if it was a future... Like, that would be a great TV scenario.
Yeah.
Like, if this was the TV show of
it's
my life.
It's called Future Brad.
I like that. God, that would be a really boring show because future Brad would constantly be going... You don't want to do that.
I think it would be hilarious as a web series.
Say no. But then I did wrestle with it the rest of my walk. And I was like, you know what? Screw you, future Brad.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I don't know if I'm going to go.
You're going to go. You don't know. Did you buy a ticket?
I haven't bought the ticket yet. But I am. I think I'm going to go.
Oh.
Because I thought to myself, if I got all my stuff done... Because the thing that I think I get most, like, that I don't want to participate, because, like, would you be up for an 8 o'clock Sunday night concert?
No, but I've done it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you know how it is, right? Like, it comes around and you're like, oh, God, I just want to be in my jammies.
Yes.
And I was like, but I can't go. I'm going to be on this planet for a long time.
Yeah.
And if I'm already doing this behavior at this age.
Yeah.
This is going to be real boring.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, surely I could get my poop in a group for one Sunday night so that I could leave the house. And by the way, 8 o'clock is not like the end. It's not like I won't be home before bedtime.
That's true.
Of course, maybe I won't. But the moral of the story
maybe you'll
is
meet new friends that love She, She, She.
Say She, She.
Say She, She.
Yeah. Yeah. No. So I thought, I think I might actually do it.
I think you should.
Yeah.
Now,
it's really nothing more.
It has nothing to
revolutionary
do with,
than that, but it's just that feeling of like, usually I'd just be like, absolutely not. Because there are so many times when I have passed on things where I'm like, oh, I really want to do that. Old me would have done that. And, you know, and then I'm like, yeah, but you're, but then I'm getting to the point now in my life where I'm like, do you really need to sit on your couch one more Sunday night and go to bed at 8:30?
Yeah, you have the next 50 years to do
exactly,
that.
Exactly. I
if
hope.
You want to. Now,
knock on wood.
Let me ask you, do you feel like it's more of a thing because you're going by yourself?
No. You're love going things. Like movies,
yeah,
love.
Me too.
Love. Jamie, in fact, is doing something which I didn't know about because I came home from the walk and I literally walked in and I go, I would just like to let you know that I think I've lost my mind. Or I'm 1,000 years old. And I told him the story that I just told you. And he was like, well, I would like to inform you that I, too, am leaving the house on a Sunday night. In fact, it's this Sunday night to do something. And I didn't think I was going to do it either.
What?
And then I found out we're both doing the same thing. Not the same thing.
The same concert.
No. He's doing something this Sunday. I'm saying it's the same thing, right? Like he's leaving the house.
Yes.
And I was like, well, that's weird. You didn't tell me that you were leaving the house.
Yeah, he didn't care to tell you.
But he would have at some point. But,
oh, my Lord. Is it to do a solo concert?
It's just to see, no, it's to see a show. I think he's going to see.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. Either way, we don't want people to stalk Jamie.
I don't think people are going to stalk Jamie.
I would.
Okay, well, I'll let him know to keep an eye out.
No, I'm just saying.
In the lady in the, I was almost going to say your vehicle.
No.
The moral of the story is, yeah, I thought, well, this is good. I actually like the idea that he was going to push himself out the door on Sunday night. And then I've been thinking about that, too, because, again, it's not about the fact that I would go alone, because I did think about, should I get two tickets? I was like, I'm not going to force somebody to go with me to a band on a Sunday night that they don't want to go to.
We have been, MC and I.
Yeah.
Man. Friends have invited us to go places and gotten tickets for us, but not asked in advance.
Oh, sure.
And we're like, oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's a move.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think that if you would have gotten a second ticket, it would have prompted you to invite Jamie or someone else? Like, would you have just said, oh, please come with me? Like,
you wouldn't
have wanted to put him through that.
I would have just, I would have not asked anyone. I would have just bought two tickets and not wasted the money.
Oh, I see. Yeah. So, but would he go with you? Just even though he's not into the band? No.
We met in our lives at a point where we were both like fully grown, independent living people.
Yeah.
And so the way it's not, we do a lot of things together. I mean, we go on trips together for, you know, weeks at a time and it's just the two of us. So we can travel real well together and love to include each other.
Of course, and you live with each other. Yeah.
But there's also just like a part of us that's like, oh, I'm going to go to see a movie or I'm going to go do this. Mm-hmm. And if one of us wants to do the thing, we'll just invite ourselves along.
Oh, right.
Okay. Or if it's something I know he would want to do, then I would ask him. Like movies. That'll happen a lot with movies. Like, because he's got his own movie rules. You know, I've got my own movie rules. And so if it's a movie that I think accord with his rules, I'll be like, hey, you want to go see this movie?
What rules?
Well, he's very specific about, like, he loves to watch all of the Academy Award nominated films.
Yes.
For example. And so, like, when he's in that mode, he's not going to go see Godzilla.
Yeah.
Right. So if I want to go see Godzilla, I'm just going to go alone. Yeah. And I'm totally fine with that. Also, then you don't have to worry about where I pick the seats. You know, like how I butter my popcorn, if I'm crunching too loud. Like so we don't.
Yeah, I get it.
That's no big deal.
Yeah, definitely. Do you ever go eat by yourself?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I kind of like to do that. And
I mean,
I
don't go to like a fancy restaurant by myself on a like Tuesday night.
Okay. Yeah, I think I would.
Would you?
Because I was just like you, lived for so long independently that I'm like, I'm not going to deprive myself of going to a good restaurant just because no one is going with me.
Yeah.
Like I'm going to go experience that I want to.
Yeah.
And if people are looking at me weird, that's their problem.
Yeah. I just wouldn't do it because I'd want to experience that with someone else. But
sure,
if I want to just go, you know, like, I don't know. My point is I'm comfortable being alone. So this going to this concert, I had no problem being like, I'm just going to get myself a ticket.
Yeah. I think I would be less likely to go to a concert by myself, even though I have before. I think that the eating out or going to a movie is easier.
Why so?
Because there is something about going to concerts that seems like a shared experience. Mm. But, you know, I had a really good friend of mine who used to go to concert by, he was obsessed with, you know, music. And
music
he met
is such
so
a
many people.
Yeah. And to me, music is such a subjective thing. And at this age, it's like, I'm not expecting him to like, you know, like the same music I do. Yeah. And I don't have, like, my friends and I, we don't, it's not like we're, I'm not a, like, that kind of a music person. Like, you know how some friend groups, like, they're all kind of listening to the same thing
mm-hmm.
and doing the same thing and going mm-hmm. to the same concerts and yep. stuff like that. My group's not like that. So yeah. I don't, there's nobody in my group that I'd be like, hey, do you guys want to go say, and they're like, what right. are you talking about?
Well, what about at the jam? Would you ever go, hey, do you want to go to a concert?
No.
No.
Yeah.
Are you going to be on the front row? You going to get there early?
I am not. I'm going to be in the back.
About?
I'm going to be near an exit.
Are you kidding? But you're such a big fan. Why wouldn't you want to be on the rail?
No, I'm
That's
not
That's where
that.
You meet all the super fans.
I'm not that kind of person. Okay. I'm not an extrovert like that when I go out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand. Yeah. You don't want to force yourself into... But that might be a good muscle to exercise.
We'll work on one muscle at a time.
You're like, I've been flexing. Haven't even bought the tickets.
I've been, yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I've been flexing enough muscles lately, Dawn. Oh. This was my growth experience for the day.
I love
it. I encourage you all to go out and be a different form of you for the day.
That's right. Unless it's something illegal.
And maybe think about buying a ticket to a concert you might go to in a few months. Yay me.
Yeah, you thought about
it. I succeeded at life. Now, when we come back, we're going to learn about Dawn. Why? Because she likes to eat at the dinner table. Oh, wait.
No, I don't.
She hates eating at the dinner table, and she's going to tell us why when we return right here on My Talk.